Welcome back, guys. This is the Captain's Log Live.
What up, players?
Eric Myers is my guest. Again, dude, you like are setting the record for the most appearances on the log, bro.
I love you, Brian, and I can't get enough of the excitement of beautiful Naples.
So you're back in Naples. You just did 105.5 The Beat. We're going to 103.9 and then Zito on 96 K-Rock.
But yeah, I like these glasses. I feel like a blues singer.
Yeah, you look good. You're bringing sexy back.
I look like Stevie Wonder's part-time lover. Well,
where this light's coming from? Where's the light coming from?
I don't know, but we look like ghosts.
Yeah,
I look like Casper.
We gotta find the right light.
I'm pale enough. Is there a filter that makes me look attractive?
Yeah, the sexy filter.
The sexy bitch filter.
You were gonna tell me a story about a nun or something? I don't get it. Like I interrupted you and said, "Don't tell me until you're on the captain's log." So go ahead, it's all you, buddy. I want to hear.
No,
come on. I don't know what it is.
It's not about. Okay. So, I go to the movie theater about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm by myself.
Oh, the movie The Nun. I thought you wanted to pork a nun or something. Okay, go.
Brian, no, I gotta get don't be perverse. So, I'm out front of the theater, and a bunch of 16-year-olds walk up to me, yeah. Right? And their leader, he's like, "Hey, mister, we're trying to see this horror movie, The Nun."
Yes, Vicky, I run Ubers for you as well anytime.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Danielle, go ahead. So Eric went to go see The Nun movie, and he's going to tell me about it.
No, I didn't see The Nun. So I'm out front of the theater. I'm going to see A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
So these kids come up to me, a bunch of 16-year-olds, like, "Hey, mister, they won't let us in to see The Nun because we're under 17. Will you pretend to be our dad? We'll give you the money. And you just say we're your kids, and you're going to buy us tickets and escort us."
Did you run away with their money?
No. There's nine of them.
I thought you would have.
Brian, or, there's nine of them.
They outran you, so you couldn't.
No, but I'm going to say that I'm their dad, and I have nine kids the same age that look nothing alike. Like, how much people were you bagging in the early 2000s? I was like, it was 1 week in Vegas. I probably should have worn condoms. But now I have non-child support. So, but we still got to see that. For real, I go up to the freaking thing. First of all, I look like the worst father ever because I'm taking my nine kids to see a movie about a satanic killer nun at 10 p.m. on a school night.
Yeah,
like, "Dad, we have a test tomorrow." I'm like, "We're seeing The Nun."
Where were the kids' parents for real?
I don't know. I don't know, but you pretend to be our dad. And
actually would have been a good fit. They actually could be your illegitimate children.
But they gave me extra money, and they're like, "We'll buy you, like, a snack." And I was like, "We're seeing The Nun." And then I ended up seeing A Star Is Born. But I went up there, like, "Me and my kids are going to see The Nun." They're like, "This guy's taking his nine kids to see the killer nun on a school night."
So you didn't go see The Nun movie?
I didn't see The Nun. I was scared.
How much money did you make on the deal?
I think like $10.
Oh, it was worth it.
It was worth it. You know how much a soda at the theater? $6.
Yeah,
no refills.
Yeah, you got a free Coke.
I got a free Sprite, and it was worth it.
That's funny.
But it was so
embarrassing. So how did they pick you? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I was just standing in front of the theater.
You were the only lonely single dude in the whole place?
They're not going to go up to, like, I think because I'm an adult, but I'm like a non-threatening adult.
Yeah.
And I think I was maybe dressed. I had like Vans and skinny jeans on, so I dressed like the kids. I shop at Target, where the kids shop.
Yeah.
Me and the kids.
But it's cute. Money. It's cute.
I'm cute.
You know.
Brian, I'm holding on to my youth with dear life.
It's funny because I still think, like, I met you when you were like 20 or 21.
Oh my gosh. And you were younger, obviously.
No, back then I wasn't younger. I was still old.
Brian's been the same age for 20 years. He's actually a Dracula. I met you, I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Back when you did the show at Marco Island, and I came up there. You didn't even have a stage. It was just like these old people eating soup, and I just like walked up and started talking about my penis.
It had like a little 6-inch step, very first stage.
But these old people, when Brian first started doing this, old people, if you ordered a meal, you could watch the show for free. And some of these people were like 80, and I go up there, I'm like, "You smoke weed and jerk off." And they were like, "Mildred, get the car." But then the show got bigger and bigger. You had a stage, you had music, you had a radio, you had a big shark in the back.
Kevin Hart.
I mean, this was like the first month you were doing it, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now it's spectacular.
I built that stage literally from the dock that washed away during Hurricane Wilma.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I took it. It was my dock. I took all that wood.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Me, my dad, and my cousin, and we literally built the stage out of all that old dock wood. That's why it looks so realistic, because it was a real freaking dock. We just rebuilt it inside.
It was, and you had nets, and you had that big shark, and then you had the intro music. Ladies and gentlemen. And I used to get so nervous before that show.
You did?
Yeah, because I have bad...
You still get nervous before a show, and now you're a superstar.
I still get nervous before a show, but when I have to go up first, I'm really... really nervous. If someone goes up before me, even and does a few minutes, and I hear the crowd laughing, it really relaxes me. But if I have to go up cold,
yeah,
because a cold crowd, that first joke, it's like, because I'm not like a comic that's like, how you guys doing? Who's married? Who's divorced? I'm just a character.
Yeah.
So these people just sat down, they just ordered, then I'm up there, and I'm like, yeah, freaking take a shit, and they're like. I just ordered wings.
Which, by the way, the voice is so addictive. I do it sometimes for fun.
Everybody, I'm the most impersonated, not famous person ever.
Yeah.
Somebody said Eric Myers is back. Where is Kelsey? I want to see her.
Kelsey, she's not. She was on yesterday. You know, Kelsey's running for Miss USA, and she's going to represent Florida.
Is she really?
Yes, yeah. And
I'm running for Mr. Naples.
You are. I think you've already won that title.
I think I've won. I'm the only contestant. The contest is held at my house. So my dad judges it.
Oh my God.
I come out of Speedo and I dance
so,
with it.
So what's one of your most memorable weekends here with me at Off the Hook? Because you've had so many. You've probably been at the club, whether you're headlining or featuring, more than anyone. If not as much as anyone's ever been.
There was a time I was here with my friend Craig.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd never seen Craig do more than like a Corona. He would drink like one beer. Two beers Craig was wasted.
And he was short. Craig's not that big, right?
He's average, I would say. And so we do a show, and then afterwards we meet these people, and they claim to be brother and sister, and they had another girl with them. Her name was Britton. And we all go skinny dipping in the pool, and then Craig smoked weed, and then Craig was, I go in, he's just staring at the toilet, and he was like, am I shrinking? He asked me if he was shrinking. And then he fell asleep on the pool chair. Messed up.
Wait.
And then me and the girl tried to hook up in the pool, but I couldn't, like, I couldn't get my balance.
You didn't have the tripod going?
I don't know. It was hard in the water.
Always hard in the pool. It was not hard. A good look.
It was hard in the water. But I was like, she was really cute, and I don't think I had. I had sex with like two people, so I was really excited.
Let's rewind this since she no longer is employed, but was she working for me?
No. She was just like a regular.
Because I know the name, and there's not many of those, but I can't remember who it is.
This was like, I don't know.
This is almost 20 years ago.
This is a long time ago. Then I opened for Paul. I have memories, oh my gosh. I think one time I came up here with all my friends, and we got so wasted. Oh my God, I was like.
When was that?
This was back
yesterday?
Just kidding. This is when you guys did the beach house. The time I was here with Theo Vaughn, and we met these hot girls, and then we were partying really hard, and then I was like, I had to do the show, and I was like about to die. I had so many crazy things here. I'm not even sure legally if I could talk about them.
So one time, I think that one of these girls said that she was the comedy hoe. Were you part of that?
I'm the comedy hoe.
No, and she's like, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I didn't know you, like, know all the comedians. And her friend's like, no, she doesn't know the comedians. She bangs the comedians. And the girl's like, excuse me, I bang the headliners, hoe. You bang them all. And I'm like, what? I had no idea.
I bang the headliners. You bang the features and hoes.
Yeah.
You bang the guest spots.
I didn't know that was a thing, dude.
Is that a thing?
I think so.
We don't have groupies like musicians. We might have like one or two people that come every week and maybe they hook up.
That's
with the
like comic. Are they like a haha chaser? Or a laugh? What are they called?
Can I cuss on air?
Yeah.
They're like a chuckle fucker.
Chuckle fucker. Hey, Julie, what's happening? Julie, I went to high school with Julie and we're in Naples, Florida right now. I'm with Eric Myers. And
I hope I don't sound like a misogynistic.
You know
what?
You know, after this show, I'm doing a back-to-back double episode today because I'm doing some kind of spa treatment at 11 o'clock.
What spa treatment?
And it's going to be exciting.
What are you going to do?
It's a European thing. There's 100 of these machines in the U.S. and we had the first one in Florida, and they're going to use it on me today. And it's supposed to melt like. I don't know. I get sucked into these things. They want to see me do weird shit on the captain's log.
It's supposed to melt what?
Like the chin, my belly, whatever I want. And it's supposedly a whole inch comes off.
Of fat?
Yes, at once. Like just boom.
What?
I don't...
That does not sound
it
safe.
It doesn't go boom, I don't think. That
it
would
goes
be real,
boom. And
that
then,
would be exciting. But
an
no.
inch off your body? That doesn't, what do they have, sandpaper? That just sounds hard.
It says that it just melts an inch away, and it's like literally.
You're going to look like me tomorrow. You're gonna be, yeah. If I lost an inch, I would be you would
have to. They'd have to pop out a rib.
They'd have to pop
take
out a rib.
The bottom ribs.
I can't. I don't have an inch to lose. Can they give me? Can they give me an inch on my?
Yeah,
PP?
Yeah, I think so. We could get that too.
Is that
so? I'm going there at 11.
Turn the machine on.
So it'd be a back-to-back captain's log. If you want to join me, you can. You can. I know you have so much to do today, but you know.
You know how busy my schedule is.
Yeah. Slam.
Wait. Is it like, what do you, is it like a tub you get? What is the thing?
No, it's like a device.
Is it like a medieval torture chamber?
It like
that
rubs,
does not sound safe.
I saw it.
You're going to see this on Dr. Oz after this thing takes off. Like, did you get into the inch away tub? Are you now having horrible nightmares and can see into the future?
So no, it's like a machine. It's like ultrasound and it goes all over you, and that's just
this sounds like the origin story of a terrible superhero. Yeah. Like he went to the spa and now he can like shoot like hot water out of his fingers and make a jacuzzi anywhere he goes. I'm jacuzzi.
I don't think that character's that.
That'll be a movie. Yeah. Trust me, they're out of ideas.
They're working on
They'll have like Snail Man.
After the ants are done, they go into the
have Ant Man, Wasp Woman. I mean, they're like running out of animals. They're gonna have freaking camel toe man.
Are you
man.
Still doing the movie review thing?
I did it like 3 times.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, most of the movies I see are like get good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, so I can't even make fun of them because they're so good. But I reviewed like really bad movies and just like pissed on them.
So the movie that you saw the other day instead of The Nun, what was it? What's it called?
A Star is Born.
What is that?
It's with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. It's like 3 hours though, dude.
It's very long. It's a good movie. I liked it. I liked the music. But it's kind of heavy, but it was heavier than I thought it would be. But yeah. Bradley Cooper sings it, and he sings really good, and I'm a big fan. Lady Gaga's singing is, like, off the
charts. Did you ever hear the Bradley Cooper story with Brian Callen?
No.
When Brian Callen was on Mad TV, him and Bradley Cooper, they just finished Mad TV, I believe, and they were shooting The Hangover. And Brian told me this story. So they're shooting The Hangover, and everybody knew who Brian Callen was from Mad TV.
And nobody knew
and
Bradley
Brad Cooper was the camera dude taking the pictures for Brian Callen. He goes, can you imagine? The times have changed, I think. Right?
Yes. When I met Brian Callen, he told me he was dating Fiona Apple, and I almost passed out in my chair. I was like, what?
Wow.
I never met anyone like that at Biddle TV, and I was like in shock.
Damn.
It's like another world. But Fiona Apple at the time, not that she's not awesome now, but she was like a big star.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, this is the Captain's Log, guys.
We do
the live podcast on Facebook.
Marianne's watching.
Hey, Marianne, what's happening?
Jessica Lee's watching.
You see that little bell in the top corner? Make sure you push it because that gives us notifications that I'm live again. And then you don't have to just guess when I'm going live. Let it tell you automatically.
So what happens at the spa? What else do they do at the spa?
They do everything. They do facials. They do permanent makeup. They do a whole bunch of stuff. But my thing is
there a jacuzzi?
I don't know. Do you need a jacuzzi? Just that's all you're interested in?
Is it like a sauna?
No, it's like a real like physical fit, like health spa.
Do they do acupuncture?
Yeah, they do that kind of stuff.
I want to get permanent makeup.
On what? Your balls?
I'm going to get, yes. I want eyeshadow on my balls. I want the wrinkles highlighted. I'm going to get a... Why would you get permanent makeup?
They do, though.
Is it that hard to put a lipstick in the... Like, what if you change your mind? You don't
oh, yeah, that's
lipstick?
The thing. You
can they take it off?
No, it's permanent. You can get your lips tattooed, and then whatever color you want to go with instead, you just put it... You do can wear it.
I don't know. That seems like a... I don't have that much, like, confidence in any decision I make.
Right?
Like, the face tattoo, I feel like you... I don't think I've had that much confidence in anything.
Yeah, what would you do with a face tattoo? What would it be?
I'd get my face backwards. So
really?
It'd be hair and then hair. So I would just look like I have two back of my hands.
I play
baseball. I would get a dick permanently on my head. And people are like, you have a dick on your head. And I'm like, God damn it, Steve!
I played baseball with this kid, Matt Hughes, in college.
He had a face tattoo.
The whole head, whatever his hair was fire, red, black, and yellow flames.
Red, that had to
yeah,
hurt so
and
bad.
And so his whole head was flames, but he grew hair. You didn't know. He was like, he was crazy. And then when he shaved...
That seems like a nutty thing to
He was like... He looked like he was the devil. That's how crazy it looked. And he was, like, super good looking, too. Like, chiseled chin, like really handsome body.
Really?
And then he shaved his head freaking one day. I was like, what the hell, dude?
Why would he do that?
It was crazy, but it was interesting.
Do you have any tattoos?
None.
I got my lip pierced one time. It was $65. I was, like, really young. I was, like, 20. And I got my LeBray pierced. And I went to Burger King and ate a Whopper and swallowed it.
Get out of here. And then you never got it put back in?
I did. But it looked so stupid. I was really into, like... And then I have 3 tattoos.
What are they? Quick, because this is... We're ending it. And then you have to ask... You've got one question to ask me.
I have the whole off-the-hook menu on my ass.
That's nice. That's nice, yeah.
Even the specials are on my tank.
That's right. With the gravy.
The
gravy. Extra brown gravy.
I'm like, you want to see the desserts? You got to spread my cheeks. We have cranberries.
All right, so you get one question to ask the captain before the captain logs over. What is it? I'll answer it.
Where do babies come from?
Female vaginas.
Is that true?
Yes.
Thank God. No one would tell me. I've been so confused. I thought they came out of people's butts.
All right, guys. That was a really interesting question for the captain on the captain's log. Eric Myers is my guest. You've seen him a few times here.
You're welcome, people.
But
you're smarter for this.
If you want to laugh, you're going to love him at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Tonight through Sunday, you're going to be there. And then
we'll see.
Tonight's
we'll
see with Cisco. And you think you're leaving?
Well, Brian, I'm a big star.
Yeah.
I might get a movie.
You might get called up.
I might get a big movie deal
in the
this
meantime.
Week. Yeah.
Check him out at Off the Hook Comedy Club this weekend.
I'm up for the role of Hercules.
We're coming live again right at you at 11 o'clock, and you don't want to miss it. This is the Captain's Log. We're out.